Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, we are diving into what to watch as we get closer and closer to the weekend. We'll talk MLS, we'll talk NWSL, USL, and some international stuff as well, and we'll do it all in less than 10 minutes, because here on The Backheeled Show, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So, without any further ado, let's get to the soccer. All right, folks, let's start out with the biggest game that I'm going to be watching this weekend, potentially two games. It's the U.S. men's national team taking on Jamaica tonight, as I'm recording on Thursday, March 21st, for the potential to play in the CONCACAF Nations League final on Sunday against either Mexico and Panama. I will be watching the U.S. in depth this weekend. You'll be able to read my thoughts and Sanjay Sujantakumar's thoughts, who's out in Texas for us right now covering the tournament in person. You'll be able to read stuff from us over on backheel.com. We'll have more coverage of those games here in the feed as well. I'm going to be watching the U.S. I talked mostly about the U.S.-Jamaica game on Tuesday, so I don't need to go into too much detail right now. A few things I'm curious about. Once again, how much does Tyler Adams play? Seems like he's fit, but maybe not fit to go 90. Johnny Cardoso's had a bit of an injury scare, so we don't know exactly what that looks like, but it seems like he is ready to go. Who starts up top? Will Filorin Balogun really take hold of this number 9 spot with both hands after he had some opening success in the last version of the Nations League Final Four? And what is Gio Reyna's role, and how good does he look? Those are all things, among other things, that I'm going to be watching for tonight and on Sunday as well. You'll catch me watching the U.S. men's national team. Let's shift over to Major League Soccer, where there are a handful of games that I've got my eye on. One of the first is Toronto FC taking on Atlanta United. These two teams just straight up look different than they did last year. Toronto seemed to have real buy-in under John Herdman, but they don't have a lot of attacking versatility at this point. That has been a problem for them, although they have picked up points at a nice clip to start 2024. And Atlanta United look real good. They look real, real good. They have beaten up on Orlando City and the New England Revolution in their last two games. Toronto will be the first team in the last 3 weeks that they'll have played that was not involved in CONCACAF Champions Cup. Away from home for Atlanta United against a team that has had real rest. Curious to see what that looks like going forward. Another game that I'm watching on Saturday, FC Cincinnati taking on New York City FC. Cincinnati have 8 points through four games. They've gotten results even while managing CCC play. NYCFC finally got their first win last weekend against Toronto. These are two teams that I think have the talent to finish very, very close to the top of the East, but they're both undergoing a bit of a transition. NYCFC is still trying to find themselves tactically, and Cincinnati trying to integrate five new starters into Pat Noonan's preferred 11. That stuff's going to take time, and I'm curious to see which of those two teams looks most comfortable on Saturday. Plenty more MLS action, but let's head over to the NWSL. There are two games, really, that are screaming for our attention. The San Diego Wave taking on the Kansas City Current. Kansas City scored 5 goals in their season opener last week. They're going to be without Dabinha for a couple of weeks. San Diego Wave won the Challenge Cup in their 1-0 win over Gotham last Friday. They are, for me, one of the three favorites to win the whole thing this year. I want to see Kansas City under Vlatko try to impose themselves on a San Diego team that is more likely to sit deep under Casey Stoney, and I want to see more of Jaden Shaw, because anytime you give me the chance to watch Jaden Shaw play soccer, I am going to take you up on that chance. So I'm watching San Diego against Kansas City on Saturday evening, and on Sunday, I've got my eyes glued to the Portland Thorns taking on Gotham FC. These are the other two teams that, for me, are in that top three favorites category. Portland scored 4 goals despite starting very, very poorly, rolling out a new-look backline and getting almost nothing from their goalkeeping performances over the last year or so now, and that was certainly the case in the opener. And Gotham trying to integrate their 4 new U.S. Women's National Team players that they added in over the summer. These teams are good. There could be fireworks in that game, and I am excited about that matchup on Saturday. Late afternoon, 4 p.m. here, Arizona time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Let's head over to the USL Championship, where the first game I'll be watching this weekend will be Phoenix Rising taking on Oakland Roots. Because I'll be calling that game. I'll be doing the color commentary for Phoenix Rising in their home game against Oakland. Oakland 2-0-0, Phoenix Rising 2 losses in their 2 games so far this season. Phoenix trying to find themselves under new manager Danny Stone and looking to replace the 32 goals that they lost over the summer through Manu Arteaga and Danny Trejo. Work to be done for Phoenix, and certainly true for Oakland, who have in their squad Mish Nadir-Shari, who is the striker who scored 2 goals on Austin FC for Violette, Haitian side Violette, in the CONCACAF Champions League last year. In that upset that Violette had, Mish Nadir-Shari is a legendary figure in the American soccer landscape at this point, now lacing up his boots for Oakland Roots. I'm rhyming accidentally, which means it's time to move on to one last thing. which is less of a weekend preview and more of a look back at what has been an incredible start to the U.S. Open Cup, a tournament that still managed to find its way despite MLS's lack of involvement. Only 8 Major League Soccer teams as they try to kneecap this tournament. Truly, that is the situation. MLS has no desire to continue to participate in the Open Cup, but we do still see some MLS teams. 8 teams are in. They won't be in until later in the tournament. So far, we've had some truly incredible moments. We had El Farolito taking on the Portland Timbers 2 from MLS Next Pro. They are representing the Portland Timbers in this competition. El Farolito beat the Timbers, and they are named after a burrito, a Mexican restaurant, really, in Northern California. They're named after this chain restaurant in San Francisco. And I believe they have the supporters group called the Burrito Bravas. Guys, it just doesn't get better than this. That is one of the best U.S. Open Cup moments I've seen in a long, long time. They topped Portland Timbers 2 on Tuesday. We've had other upsets. We've had cup sets galore. The other moment that we got to give some love to, Sasha Kljestan, former New York Red Bulls legend, Sasha Kljestan, U.S. men's national teamer, one of the best assist men in MLS history, coming back from retirement to lace up his boots for Des Moines Menace, who beat Capo in penalties on Wednesday evening in the U.S. Open Cup. Sasha Kljestan had an assist in that game, playing as the number 10, finding space, just absolutely elite stuff from the U.S. Open Cup. Des Moines Menace on to the second round. I cannot wait for that game. It will be must-watch. Folks, if you haven't checked out the U.S. Open Cup action so far, don't hesitate to do so. We've got more U.S. Open Cup coverage planned on the site that we are very, very excited about. Some features, some roundup coverage, tons of angles that we're going to be tackling this tournament from. Plenty more to discuss about the Open Cup here on the feed going forward. Again, plenty of other soccer to watch this weekend. We'll review some of that action next week over on the site and here in the Backfield Show feed. For now, thank you, dear listeners, sincerely for listening to this episode. Hope you enjoy the soccer action this weekend. Check out the U.S. Open Cup action tonight as well. And we'll be back again real soon.